The DX sucked so much that I was complaining about it online.
Wait, you're living the developer meme of like, I'm going to join this company, fix this thing I hate about it, and then you quit.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh my God.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
This industry actually lacks a lot of people who think about what they're doing and like think about the things around them. And it turns out that's where a lot of leverage can be found. The internet changed my life. And when I say changed my life, I mean in a very fundamental way. It exposed me to this magical world. I don't have to be the son of, well, it doesn't have to be rich, some middle class person in the Western world to be able to climb this ladder. All I need are ideas.
All I need is participation, and all I need is community.
Those are points of leverage. Being a part of a community almost guarantees that you are going to be in a much better position in the future. Leverage is everywhere around you in technology. If you just like take a minute to look, as long as you can challenge the status quo, you can think about how things can be different. If you're not too beholden to the rules and to the standards and what people think should be the way things are built,
you can absolutely like outclass anyone else in the system.
A lot of time that I've spent looking at new tech, usually what I find myself doing is thinking about how that new tech changes what I do today. And I forget to think about how could it change the way that we do things tomorrow. And a couple times I've been in the right place at the right time, then my combined experience allowed me to see like the next shift. For me, that moment was when I spotted GraphQL when I was at IBM. And so I was like, okay, I want to explore this. And I started going in that direction. It didn't end up where I thought it would end up, but it ended me here. I've never really thought of that as leverage.
Like I said, like leverage is available everywhere. A lot of people don't recognize it because they don't think about it. But even more tragic are the people who reject it. And there is a lot of leverage in AI, in AI systems.
Okay.
There is an advantage to learning about it, to understand how these systems work, to becoming comfortable with the vocabulary, and how these operations actually run. It bothers me that so many people reject it on an absolute level simply because of all the horrid things that it might probably also do. People who are absolutist about it, I want to sit them down and say, okay, you're right, but have you considered what could happen if you put a little effort into it?
I am one of the pretty big AI skeptics.
Mm-hmm.
My knee jerk was to say, no, I don't like this. I don't want anything to do with this. And then I started to, it's like, oh, wait. The adjacent possible, though, that's pretty wild. Do you feel like in your career, you're trying to predict where the industry is going and like making career choices for that? Or I guess what's leading you in these cases? Is it the observation of leverage, or are you getting yourself into roles that allow you to leverage these observations?
One of the things I'm happy about when I decide to do a new job, I always try to make it something where most of it is something that I've never done before.
Mm.
Always wanting to do something new has been such a big decision for me. Hell, even doing the startup thing. I don't know, Jack, about running a startup, but I did it and it's going well. I'm someone who like hop jobs. The thing about my job hopping is I never leave a job when things are bad. I leave a job when things are good.
Can you say more about that? Because like, I've had a lot of these conversations and almost all of them are talking about navigating like the moment when things get bad. If you're not like, so are you not having that moment, or you're just choosing a different moment to leave?
There's the option to choose stability and stay in a great company. Or I won't get very many chances to build my own company and try something new and try something extremely ambitious. Let's go. Why not leave when things are going incredibly well? Sure. They might promise you more money, and that's actually a great reason to stay. But there is always the option to do something new,
to add something more to your tool belt.
You can always wonder or kind of, you know, role play what you would do in certain scenarios. And it's interesting to think, would you do this or this? Like, oh, in this scenario, what would you do? And it's fun when we can think about that stuff without consequences, but it's very different when you're in the seat.
It's very weird you're asking me this question because you're doing the same thing yourself.
Yes, yeah.
How does that feel?
It's super weird. Like I've sort of had the same odd trajectory where, you know, I went from being an engineer to being an internal advocate, to being an external advocate, to being an executive, and now I'm independent. And at each of those cases, I was sitting thinking to myself, well, what would I do if I was doing this instead? And I was like, I don't know, maybe I'll go be this, maybe I'll go be that. And at some point I just realized, like, well, if I don't try it, I'm always going to wonder. And if I continue to wonder, then that could turn into dissatisfaction with where I am. It could turn into resentment. But if I keep thinking about something and I run the scenario of like, okay, what's the work that it'll take to get there? And I look at the work and I don't go, that's not worth the trade-off. And I still feel the tug. I'm like, I got to do it. Because if I don't, I'm going to be looking back and I'm going to regret, like, you know, I had a chance to try this thing. I've spent a lot of my career in the wrong role, and they hand me a project and they say, hey, make this project great. And I can do it for a little bit. And then I go, okay, but what's next? And they're like, nothing. This is the thing. You make this perfect forever. And I just start to it's a good job. It pays well. They treat me well, but I'm chafing and I'm like, I hate it here. What's wrong? Why do I hate this job? If I sense an opportunity to explore, I know that for me, curiosity is one of the biggest payoffs. If I can answer a question, that reward center in my brain, that's everything.
Really incredible.
I look at the, you know, the math of like 1% improvements and like how that kind of goes nonlinear. And to me, every question I answer is, I've never really used the word leverage, but it's leverage. Because I've built this network of information where I've tried a lot of things and I've done a lot of different jobs. I've explored a lot of different topics. And now I have a little bit of experience almost everywhere in this industry. And those little pieces overlap and interlock. And it allows me to do stuff that not a lot of people can do. My skill set is probably not one of a kind, but it feels pretty close to one of a kind.
Oh, no. It is like, I imagine there are fewer than 100 people in the world who can think about things the way you do.
What's interesting about that is that that is not something that happens because you set out to be a unique talent or whatever. It's a thing that happens because you chase curiosity and you accidentally build a completely unique skill set. It sounds like you have a very similar driver, which is you sense a question and you're like, I can't not answer that question. Do you find that that's sort of led to the same outcome for you where you've got the unique skill set?
I do have common threads. Okay, look back at the last 7 years that I've been in the UK. I've done 3 jobs. And looking back, I'm like, oh, there's like a common thread to all of this. I have always been interested in real time and the intersection of real time, multiplayer, and UI. Before I joined Cloudflare, I actually wanted to build a company on top of durable objects. And the DX sucked so much that I was complaining about it online, at which point they reached out and said, do you just want a job to come fix it?
Wait, you're living the developer meme of like, I'm going to join this company, fix this thing I hate about it, and then quit.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh my God.
And yeah, then I did 1 year. I shipped V2. It was amazing. And then I show up, I'm like, well, I've looked into my heart and I'm like, going to try building my own company now. It's been a trip and I've had like a lot of great times, a lot of bad times. Overall, 100%, so good for me.
If you had to answer, you know, I do this because of blank, what is that blank for you? Like, what's driving you?
So easy, ambition. It's ambition for me and it's about awakening ambition in other people. Ambition is an even crazier motivation than just hope. Because on days when things are bad, even hope might not be enough. But ambition paints that picture in your head. For it's not just ambition for myself. It's like, oh, there are ambitious people out there who just need to be enabled. And if I can be a part of that journey, I feel great. Ambition is like so powerful. Ambition can do like a lot.
I like this characterization of ambition too, because I think that ambition gets a bad reputation. But to frame that in the sense of getting other people to imagine more for themselves. So I like that. I like the idea of kind of taking ambition back as something that it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It doesn't have to be greed. What are the milestones you're using to measure whether or not you're doing things the way you want them done?
I think a disappointing answer here is that I don't. Okay, there are some things that I truly believe. I believe in incremental growth and progress on a daily basis.
Okay.
if I can get my 8 hours of sleep, 20-minute walk, 3 square meals a day, hug my wife a bunch of times, I feel so good about myself, Jason. Because then on top of that, it actually gives me the space to think about my career and my life and this incredible technology that I want to bring to the next billion people. I'll be honest, I actually don't track a lot of metrics in that space.
Like what you just said about the metrics you're tracking are, you know, did you sleep enough? Did you spend time with your wife? Like, those are things that as I've gotten older, I've realized make a bigger difference for me than a lot of the other things that I thought I needed to do. When I was younger in my early 20s, I was like, the only way to move forward is to continually apply pressure. It's like anytime you take your foot off the gas, you're losing ground.
I like work, by the way. I just do. I find validation from work. I find meaning from the work that I'm doing. I've noticed that things being better in my personal life are a way better shield than having a bad day at the office, than having a great time at work,
but things not being okay between me and the light.
I'm just saying there is very clear, obvious value to making sure that the basics are in place. And in a very simple way, you don't need a lot of money in the... I have no money, but you need a lot of money in the bank to have a fairly good life. Sacrificing that for like professional success, sorry, buddy, just doesn't work.
Yeah, I think I traded too much when I was younger for what I thought was professional success. And then I had it and I turned around and there was no one to share it with. Well, that was like a soul-crushing moment because it was like I realized that I didn't have an answer to like, why do I work like this? You know, somebody could ask me that and I go, why do you work like this? And I would have said, well, because I want to have the means to live the life I want. And they're like, well, what's the life you want? And I turn around and there's nobody there. The really ironic, kind of tragic part is that it actually accelerated once I flipped that thinking around. What a bummer that it's like, you know, all cliches are cliches for a reason. And you just wish you could like, get a cliche to enter somebody's brain without them having to suffer the pain that caused the cliche to form.
Another thing, by the way, no one believes you when you tell them this. They're like, well, shut up, old man.
I did the same thing. When I was in my early 20s, I had like 35-year-old people telling me like, listen, man, I know what you're doing right now. I was there. It's going to change. And I was like, whatever. You're just old. You don't have the hustle anymore. What is a good career?
Career is like a very weird like social construct.
I know.
Like it's something that we like made up.
I know.
I think people have value. I think people should be paid for the value, for the effort that they spend on creating value for other people.
I think a good career happens when you're on good teams. It should be well, like that. It should introduce you, at least in technology, we should introduce you to the wide range of experiences and people that I've been exposed to.
Like a good career comes from having those experiences and letting them affect you.
Yeah.
And almost letting them change you.
There are experiences that you think are like peaks. You're like, once I hit this, everything changes. And it's validating when you achieve something that you always wanted to achieve. But it's significantly more disconcerting to realize that like when you hit that summit and you look beyond it and you just see more mountains to climb, you're not done, it's not over, you don't get a trophy. I had a lot of expectations that there were moments that would be like capstones, that, you know, I've completed that section of my life, like that puzzle is together, I can frame it and put it on the wall. And it's just, you just realize like, oh wait, that was a small puzzle. Oh, God, and it's a piece of a much bigger one. Now I got to go do more stuff.
I think a good career is, one is, I hope it's something that you're either good at or become good at.
And two, either it's something you find meaning in or don't find meaning in at all.
Oh, so you can either care deeply or you don't have to care.
Or you don't have to care and you're still good at it.
That's
that is such a good career to learn.
That's a good answer.
And you're still good at it and you do it and everybody thanks you for it. But it hits 5-5 and you're like, well,
great work, everybody. High five. I'll see you later. Sunil, thank you so much. This has been a delight. I really appreciate you taking the
time. Likewise, Jason. Always great to like hang with you.
Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, feeling good like I should. Winning took a walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed.